One and all, welcome to the Continental Traders Net. My name is Dennis. My call is Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Kilo. I'll be one of your net controls this evening. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for the buying, selling, and trading of amateur radio equipment and a source of information, announcements, and items of interest to the amateur radio community. There are a few simple guidelines. Emergency traffic always has priority. Anyone with emergency traffic should interrupt at any time. Do we have anyone with emergency traffic before we get started? Nothing heard. We accept and encourage third-party listings as long as they're not from a dealer. If you have a third-party listing, what we want you to do is identify who that third party is with the appropriate contact information, such as call sign and QRZ and the phone number. This is a directed net. Please channel all your questions or comments through net control. This rule is important for net discipline. This is a buyer beware net. The net control is absolutely not responsible for any deals, whether they go well or poorly for that matter. Please do the price negotiation thing on the phone or on another frequency. During the net, please turn off your box. We don't need to hear you coughing and sputtering in the background. And band conditions are a little bit squirrely, so if you have an amplifier and you plan on checking into the net with a listing, be sure to use your amp. We need all the power we can get this evening. Currently, we have four active traders' nets. The Sunday morning net meets at 10 a.m. on 7245. It's called the Sunday morning Texas traders' net. Sunday night, this net meets at 7:30 on 3922. It's called a Continental Traders Net. Wednesday evenings at 7:30 on 3870 is a Boat Anchors Unlimited net. This is a net for the older two-pipe sideband equipment, including the hybrids. So it's mostly rag shoe, but there's some buying and selling going on. And on Friday nights at 7:30 on 3870, it's the Friday night 3870 Traders Net. All times are Central Standard Time. All right, let me get this thing over to a list of hamfests that we have coming up in the near future. Okay, let's see, February 21st and 22nd, it's the Orange Hamfest, that's in Orange, Texas. March 1st, it's the Elk City Hamfest, that's in Sayre, Oklahoma. Also March 1st, it's the Irving Hamfest, that's in Irving, Texas. Let's see, March 7th and 8th is the Greater Houston Hamfest, Rosenberg, Texas. March 15th is the 69th Annual St. Patrick's Day Hamfest, Midland, Texas. And let me scroll down here. All right, March 29th is the Altus, Oklahoma Hamfest, Altus, Oklahoma. Let's see, April 4th and 5th, yeah, I guess that's it, is Belton Hamfest. And let's see, April 11th and 12th is the Claremore, Oklahoma Hamfest. That's also the Oklahoma State Convention. And doing this by memory, I believe it's the 27th or 28th. It's the Emory Hamfest in Emory, Texas. They're on 69 between Mineola and Greenville. So I think that's all the ham fest that I can think of. Are there any other ham fest that I have missed? All right, this is W5DPK. Let me get back to my other screen here. And I do have a cold or some sort of throat thing going on. Not sure what's going on, but a little sore throat. And hopefully it doesn't lead to anything else like it did a few months ago. Anyway, let's see. I also want to mention that the NEP is being recorded by WK5R. And Rusty uploads the recording of this net after the net at his website, wk5r.org, O-R-G. And if you have to leave for some unknown reason or miss something because some kind of football game is going on, you're able to do that. We thank Rusty for doing the recording, and we have a number of them. I think he's got about 16 or so recordings available going back a month or two. So thanks, Rusty, for all you do. All right, let's see. We also have KM5QS going to help us out. And I think Ricky is aboard. He might call a few also. So we'll spread it around a little bit and see what we can hunt up this evening, this Super Bowl evening, which is pretty much over with, I do believe. So anyway, let's get this thing started. Again, my call is Whiskey 5 Delta Papa Kilo. I'm located in Longview, Texas, so turn your beams this direction. So if you've got something to buy, sell, trade, and give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
AM5QS, I'll kick it off with the third party.
Okay, go ahead, Jay.
All right. It's from this morning, but John didn't know if he could make it back on. This John in Oklahoma, Whiskey Bravo 5 Quebec. He's been missing from the nets for a while, but he's back now. John has a JST. I'm sorry. It's a JST 245. That's radio manufactured by the JRC, Japan Radio Company. It's excellent condition, just like brand new. It's a 150-watt radio, probably performs about as well, if not better, than a Kenwood TS-950 SD. He wants $1,600 for it. It also comes with the speaker for that price, $1,600. John can be reached at area code 405-417-4146. 405-417-4146. And he has my stamp of approval.
Yeah, mine too. Okay. John, Whiskey Bravo 5 Quebec, has a Japan Radio Company transceiver. It's a 150-watt transceiver. How old is the model is this thing? I've never seen one. Do you have any idea, James?
I think it's about 1995 or 1996. There's a good picture of it on RigPix. You can look it up under JRC, the Japan Radio Company.
Okay, very good. And it's the JST 245. That's the model number. It's in RigPix. Take a look at it. It's quite a marvel of engineering. Let's see. $1,600, that comes with the speaker. I believe John would probably, will he ship that, or would he rather have pickup?
Well, it probably depends on where the fella is. John has been known to you know, be pretty easy to get along with, so I would suggest anyone interested call him and find out.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. John is getting QRZ, Whiskey Bravo 5, Quebec. He's up in Oklahoma, right around, seems like it's Oklahoma City, someplace in there. Again, this is JST 245 with the speaker, and John's phone number is 405-417-4146. 405-417-4146, and it's good to hear John is back on. Anyone need a fill? All right, this is W5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
Whiskey 1, Juliet Charlie Whiskey.
W1JCW, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Hey, thanks for doing the net. Everyone's sounding really good. I've got a couple of items. First one is a Kenwood TS-820S. And solid, good working order, good shape. It belonged to the original owner, and I'm asking $300 for that. The next thing is I have MRF-422 power transistors. These are matched pairs, Motorola, and I'm asking $140 per set. I've got an ICOM 746 Pro with the power supply, the TS-125. Very clean radio, all works, manual, power cord, all that kind of stuff with a microphone. And I'm asking $800. And all of these are local pickup. If you want them shipped, then we'll discuss some shipping. I really don't have anything else tonight, and that's about all for now. I'm good on QRZ, Whiskey 1, Juliet, Charlie Whiskey, and I can be reached at 972-345-4368. That's all tonight, Jay. Thanks a lot. 73.
Okay, John. All right. John, W1JCW. He's around the college, Bryan College Station area, I do believe. He's got a bunch of stuff here, really. He's got a TS-820S. Works good, looks good. $300. He's got some MRF-422s, power transistors, in pairs. It's $140 a set. These are brand new, made by Motorola. John has a ICOM 746 Pro with the power supply. And that's $800. And all this can be picked up at John's QTH. He can talk to you about shipping or work out some sort of deal on as far as that's concerned. W1JCW is good in QRZ. His phone number is 972-345-4386. 972-345-4368. I think I said that right. Yeah, 4368 are the last four numbers. Anyone need a fill?
Are you sure about that phone number?
No.
Now I'm not sure. I wrote the last four down as 3468.
That's 4368.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
I'm
that's
wrong.
What I said the second time. I'm not sure what I said the first time.
Do any of us really know what we're saying?
Well, you know, you got a point there.
Thanks, guys.
Now we know for sure. Okay.
All right. That's RW5DPK. Anyone else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now.
How slow night at the office,
Shy? You don't have to be in Texas. I mean, it's best that you would be here, but if you're not, you're allowed to check into the net, use the frequency. It's just not for Texans only, you know. We're not that way yet. So if you got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now. Well, in a case like that, we're going to turn on the time machine, and we're going to go all the way back to last Friday at 7:30 on frequency through the magic of radio and people who listen to the net and write this stuff down for us. We're going to get some of the listings from Friday night. And then after that, if we run out of things to do, we're going to have the listings from Sunday morning. So, KM5QS is diligently and meticulously written down all these listings from Friday night. And here in just a minute, he's going to verbalize them into his microphone. KM5QS, this is W5DPK. Go ahead.
It's a darn good thing I'm not trying to write down everything you say.
Anyway.
Thank you, Dennis. This is JKM5QS and the Friday Night 3870 Traders Net. Started off with a fella named Ricky, Kilo Echo 5 PYX. Now, whether or not he's still got all this stuff, I don't know, because he's got some pretty good prices on it. But at that time, Ricky had an MFJ 989C tuner for $150. He also had an Alpha 76A for $1,200. He's got a Kenwood TM-D710 VHF-UHF radio for $400. And he's got an Amptech power supply that's AMPTECH. It's not a power supply, excuse me. It's an amplifier Amptech 2000 amplifier for $2,200. That's a hoss. Let me see. Okay, he would meet someone within 100 miles to rather than ship it. So, Beaumont, Texas. So, if you're interested in any of Ricky's stuff, you can reach him at area code 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063. Anybody need a fill? Okay, there's another gentleman named Mike in Whiskey 5, Charlie Uniform Lima, W5CUL. He used to call him See You Later. He's got an FL2100B Yaesu amplifier in very nice condition. He got it. It had a few problems. He went through it, and it works perfectly now. It's got a full output set of Citron tubes in it, and he only wants $450 for it. It looks very nice. And if somebody doesn't pick it up, he's going to bring it to Belton, and it will be sold there, that's for sure. But Mike can be reached at area code 512-496-7541. 512-496-7541. Jim, have you still got your LP700?
Yes.
Okay, you want me to list it for you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll do that then. K KB5ZIV Jim's got an LP700 watt meter, one of them fancy jobs. They call it the monkey see, monkey do meter. I don't know why, but a bunch of guys got them. He's got two of the sensors that go with it, a 3K and a 5K. That way you can monitor the radio and the amplifier at the same time. If you price them new, that whole outfit would probably cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,500 plus. He wants $1,000 plus shipping. For the LP700 with the sensors and the cables that go to them. Jim also has an MFJ 976 balanced line tuner for $300 or best offer. He's got a TM 271A Kenwood dual bander for I got one of those in my truck. That's a darn good radio. For $350. Jim is good on QRZ. The best way to get a hold of him is look him up, send him an email with your phone number on it, and he will call you when his cell phone can hit a tower, because where he lives, it don't work so good. All right, anyone need a fill so far? Okay. Alrighty, next on the list is Kilo India 5 Sugar X-Ray Echo. His name is Brandon. He has an FT-1000D or YM-34 microphone. It's got all the filters and everything in it. He wants $1,200. Brandon is at area code 504-319-5635. My box keeps dropping out. 504-319-5635. Oh, and here's a fella. Let me see. I don't know if anybody knows him out there or not. November 5, good question. Bill in Mississippi. He has an FT-5000. With the box and all that good stuff to go with it for $1,800. He's got a Kenwood TS-990 for $3,800. He's got an Astron, he's got Astron power supplies anywhere from 20 amps to 70 amps. He usually sells a 70 amp for about 2.25. These are repaired power supplies that, they have been gone through by an expert technician and redone, and he sells them cheap. There's a reason for that, and if you really need to know, I'll tell you after a while. He is looking to buy, he's trying to find, an Acom 1011 amplifier. He will be coming to Belton. He will bring those power supplies. If you want one, tell him, though, because he doesn't want to load a bunch of them up and have to take them home. So, he will buy broken gear at Belton. If you got something that don't work and you can't fix it, Bill will buy it from you for a cheap price, take it home, fix it, and offer you the opportunity to buy it back for parts, pretty much for parts. He will not make hardly anything on it if that's the case, but he does do that. He just needs to find something to do most of the time. Bill can be reached at area code 228-669-9125. That's 228-669-9125 if you have any interest in the items that he has there. James, AF5BI, he's in Uvalde. He's got a Palstar BT-1500A. That's a balanced line tuner. Nice tuner. It's been back to Palstar. It's been completely refurbished, gone through. It's as new. $800. He's got an Icom 746, a mic manual, power cord, $500. James can be reached at area code 830-261-2992. 830-261-2992. Does anyone need a fill so far? All right, K8WOZ, Mr. Dan, has a SB220 for $625. It's got, He's got an SB220 for $625. He has a Tokyo High Power with a pair of 3400s in it for $475. If you want a pair of 3500s in it, he'll sell it to you for a little more to cover the cost of those. Also has a Entron MLA. Can't read my writing. I got it. He only wants $120 for it, so I can't imagine what it is, but I'm pretty sure it's a Dentron. Well, you'd have to ask him. It's a, I wrote down DMLA 801. I have no idea what it is. He's got an SB10. That's a sideband exciter for a Heathkit sideband deal that you can hook up to an AM radio and make sideband radio out of it. $125 for that. He has a Hallicrafters SX-117 for $150. And can be reached at area code 281-974-8171. 281-974-8171. And last but not least, for Friday night, Whiskey Bravo 5, Oscar Zulu Zulu, Don in New Caney, Texas, has a Kenwood TS-830. It's in good working order. It's been gone through, fixed up. He uses it. Looks good. Works good. $400. He would trade it for an SB, a good working SB-200. And he wants to buy a Kenwood TS-890, but he doesn't want to pay a new price for it, so sell him a used one. Don can be reached at area code 832-755-2341, 832-755-2341, and does anyone need any fills before I turn it back to Dennis? All yours, Chief, KM5QS.
Alrighty then. This is W5DPK. You're listening to the Continental Traders Net. This net meets every Sunday evening at 7:30 on this frequency, 3.922, for the purpose of having a ham fest on the air, so to speak. What we do is buy, sell, trade amateur radio equipment. So, if you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix. All right. Well, believe me when I say the game is not that interesting. So, at this point, we will call on KE5 Ricky, what the hell is your call? And we'll do the Sunday morning stuff. Over.
Charlie X Ringo.
Oh, we got a hot one there. Charlie X Ringo.
Yeah, I got tired of the butt whipping going on in there, so I can't believe this. Anyway, KE56 Q Bob out in San Angelo, guys. I'm still looking for my little HR-10. Anybody out there that's got one, an HR-10. I'm also looking for a Hallicrafters 986. Anybody's got one. And that's just two things I'm looking for. The phone number is 325-650-3191. 325-650-3191. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, very good. KA5CXG, Bob in San Angelo, is looking for a couple of radios. Looking for a Heathkit HR10, an old nostalgia radio, and Halicrafter's SX96. Fairly rare. I mean, I didn't see very many of them. They were in my heyday. HR10, SX96. If you've got one, know where there's one, Bob would love to talk to you about it. His phone number is 325-650-3191. 325-650-3191. Anyone need a fill? Are you done? All right. KE5PYX. Ricky, do you think you can give us a little lowdown on this morning's listings?
Yeah, no problem, Dennis. All right. Good evening, everybody. This is Ricky, Kilo Echo 5 Papa Yankee X-Ray, just north of Beaumont, Texas. I'll give you a few listings from this morning. First off is AC5AS, that is Bill, over in Bangs, Texas, has a Cushcraft A3S. It does include the 40-meter add-on. He wants 450, 450 for that. He is good in QRZ, or you can email him at bill@ac5as.com. That is bill@ac5as.com. Steve, KW5TX, that is Steve over in Shiner, Texas, has an AL82, got 3500Z, spirited oil transformer, detent, the detent spring on the meter switch up front is a little wonky, needs a new detent spring. It's a pretty easy fix in that. He's asking $1,800 for that. And you can contact Steve via QRZ, or you can give him an email at stevekirk58@gmail.com. That is stevekirk58@gmail.com. All right, next up on the list is Ronnie Bob, AA5RT, Ronnie Bob over in Waco. He has a Ham 4 rotor and control box. The rotor's been rebuilt. Everything's in good shape. He also has a Yaesu FTM350AR. Yaesu FTM350AR mobile 2-meter 440. And he also has a Bencher CW paddle. Bencher CW paddle. If you're interested in any of that, you can reach Ronnie Bob at 254-744-6728. 254-744-6728. All right. Next on our list here is WA5CBF. WA5CBF. That is Lauren up in Norman, Oklahoma. He has a TS-150. A TS-140. TS-140 for 300 ship. He has a Heathkit DX-40, Heathkit DX-40 for 125 shipped. And he also has the 6-meter wire for a hex beam. So if you got a hex beam and you want to add 6 meters to it, he's got the 6-meter wire for it. That's $15 shipped. You can reach Lauren 405-637-5409. 405-637-5409. KE8 ADV. Station again?
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Delta Victor.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Delta Victor. Good, sir.
Hey, good evening, sir. Name is Tony, here in Cleveland. Hey, we have a nut up on 23. I've been going for a couple of years here, about a year and a half. How much longer you need?
Dennis, you want to answer that?
Well, until we're done, conditions are such that we've got some long skips. We got probably about 5-6 more listings to go.
Okay, I appreciate it. Come on up and join us when you're done. KE8-ADV.
All righty, back to our listings here. All right, next on the list is AF5BI. That is James over in Uvalde. He has a Yaesu 100D, the Yaesu FT100D. It's a HF 2-meter 440. Has the mic manual power cord. He's asking 450, 450 for that radio. He has a Yaesu FT857D. That's HF 2-meter 440. He's asking 550, 550 for that radio. He also has an ICOM 746 mic manual power cord for 525. You can reach James 830-261-2992. 830-261-2992. Alrighty, next on the list here is KC5YL. KC5YL, Rudy up in McKinney, Texas. He has a Gap Titan DX vertical. It's new in the box, $450. It's pick up on the item. You can call Rudy, 972-837-2653. 972-837-2653. All right, and last on our list here, KB5WB. KB5WB has a ICOM 9100, the IC9100. The backlight is out in it, which is a pretty common but simple repair. Has an ICOM 9100 for $850. 850. You can reach him 254-631-9766. 254-631-9766. Anybody need a feel on any of these listings? All righty, nothing heard. Back to you, Dennis.
All right, thank you, Ricky. This is W5DPK. You're listening to the Sunday, the Continental Traders Net. This net meets every Sunday evening at 7:30 for the past 35 years. Been a long time, anyway. 30 years, 35 years, at least that I know of. So, that takes care of all our early, so to speak, so if there's anyone else, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. All right, anyone have any anything else, good rumors, any information they'd like to share with the net?
Well, KM5QS.
KM5QS, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I almost forgot. I do have some equipment here that I could stand apart with. I've got a Kenwood TS-570 Delta. It's got the digital, the DSP in it. It's the second model they made, I think, but it does not have 6 meters, but it does have the DSP. I also have the power supply to go with it that plugs into the back of the radio, even though it will come with its own power cord. I have the power supply that will plug into the back of it so you don't have to wire it up. And I've got an MC50 microphone that has the adapter to go to an 8-pin Kenwood so you can use the MC50 on the 570. Total package price, $600, delivered at Belton. If you need it, if you really need it before that, for the cost of gas, I'll meet you somewhere, as long as I don't have to drive halfway to Michigan. But I can do that. So that's what I got. I can be reached, in case you're interested, at area code 361-453-2731. That's 361-453-2731. And Dennis, just for your information, the Continental Traders Net has been in existence for probably 45 years now, maybe longer than that. It was going in situ 10, 15 years, I'm sure, before I was ever am. So it's been around forever, and that's the way that goes. KM5QS, back to Nectar.
Okay, very good. I had no idea. I figured 30, 35 years, but it's interesting. All right, KM5QS. Jay in Alice, Texas, has a TS-570 Delta with the DSP. Got the matching, I guess it's a PS-52 power supply, and an MC-50 with the microphone adapter. All that for $600. You can pick it up at Felton Hamfest. His phone number is 361-453-2731. 361-453-2731. Anyone need a fill? Okay, very good. Yeah, the band is gone long, and we've got, in fact, I think tonight and tomorrow we're going to be treated to the Aurora Borealis up north again, and this one looks like it's going to be a pretty big one. So the sunspot cycle has been very fruitful this year. Amazing. It wasn't going to be that way, but the scientists got it wrong one more time. What can I say? All right, last call. Buy, sell, trade, giveaway, come now. All right, I want to thank everyone for participating. The game is a complete bust, pretty much. Not very entertaining at all. Don't forget, Wednesday evening, if you want to be entertained, let's put it that way, Wednesday evening at 7:30, be sure to tune to 3870. That's when the Boat Anchors Unlimited Net will be on the air. And you'll hear melodious voices on old, some tube-type equipment, some old... a mixture of tubes and transistors from the 70s and 80s. It's going to be great fun. That's the at 7:30 on 3870. Now, Friday night at 7:30, there's a Traders Net that's called the Friday Night 3870 Traders Net, and that starts at 7:30. And your master of ceremonies is K8WOZ, usually. He should be there that next weekend. And then next Sunday morning on 7245, it's the Sunday morning Texas Traders Net. Everyone is welcome to participate in any of these nets or all of them. It's always a lot of fun. And be sure to support your local ham fest, boys and girls. It's important. So, this is W5DPK closing the Continental Traders Net at 8:14 and returning the frequency to normal amateur abuse.
Dennis?
Yeah.
I'm amazed that there's actually someone out there that doesn't even know this net has been on for that long. We used to go till 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, propagation the way it is, sometimes people don't hear us. It depends on how long you've been a ham also. There's a lot of things. I'm certainly not offended by what that fella said. I don't blame him for it. Stepping calling in trying to figure out what his net needs to do next.
Well, I guess possibly, and I shouldn't be offended. I'm not trying to upset him, not trying to step on his little fun game or whatever, but I don't know. Maybe I wasn't correct. I detected a bit of arrogance in his request.
Well, there might have been some, but I didn't take it that way. So, no foul, no penalty.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
I'm in a good mood. I had a really, really good weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you can all be the benefit of it. One of these days I'll return to my old ugly self. You just never know.
Well, I mean, you know, every fella's gotta be somewhere.
Yeah.
Fifty-one days till Belton.
Okie dokie. We're staying down in Salado, but we should be there, sometime Friday, hopefully around noon. We'll see.
Yeah, and the pit is under a little rejuvenation. The firebox has been squared up, and the lid will close now. And there's some more to do. I'm gonna go out to John's tomorrow and see what he's got. We will have the ability once again to grill ribeyes directly over the flame, over the coals, which will enhance it a little bit too.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But the only problem with that is you've got to pay attention because you can't leave them in there alone.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat here. See you all later, W5DPK.